You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, the Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Hey, yes, believe it or not, we are actually making time to do a podcast this week. Oh, what has the world come to, Jody? Do we just have nothing else to do that we were able to have time to do a podcast?
I think so.
Yeah, you would think. You would think that.
Yeah.
We've been busy, y'all. We've been busy.
Y'all.
TJ and Jody's house, always sponsored by Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Mm-hmm. And we tell you about how great they are all the time and how wonderful they are to work with. And it's not just us. There's a satisfied customer / TJ and Jody house listener. She sent this this message to us. My mom and dad just casually met Katie, the owner of Sweet Dreams today. They're moving here from Massachusetts, and I've always made dad listen to y'all with me whenever they've been here visiting. Well, hey, dad can listen in Massachusetts. Yeah, they don't have to be here. Tell them to subscribe, download, subscribe, do all of that stuff. Anyway, it's not about us. And so she said, long story short, your long-term awareness, branding, advertising, marketing does yield results. Mim and Papa. Oh,
that's cute.
That's cute. Mim and Papa. Mm-hmm. They went to try out mattresses after we raved about the mattress we bought and loved from we got from there last year. So,
yeah.
Then later, I mean, I said thanks, whatever. And then later, Danny came back with, wow, sorry, I wrote that after two tequilas at dinner. I'm sure reading that was like nails on a chalkboard. Sorry. Yikes. What I meant to summarize was y'all crush it with your endorsements you choose to advertise on your podcast, in my opinion. So thank you, Danny.
Thanks, Danny.
That was sweet.
That was very nice.
And I guess I should stop playing around and actually call Katie and Greg by their real names, Katie mm-hmm. and Greg.
That would help.
But maybe not, because I call her Kathy most of the time.
You do?
Yeah, as the wrong name, Kathy, on purpose. So
she doesn't care.
So Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress, locations all over the Lake Norman area, but can serve the entire Charlotte area with their great delivery team. And, yeah, they do have the comfortable mattress. We have another friend or couple that is buying one of those mattresses in the box things.
Yes.
Like our daughter has.
That's her favorite mattress.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And what are they going to do with it?
Their son's moving out, so they're going to...
Oh, they finally got rid of him.
They finally...
I don't think they wanted
to get rid of him,
rid of that deadbeat.
But anyway.
No, that's cool.
Yeah.
So whether you want mattresses or the bedding, pillows, all of that stuff is at Sweet Dreams. That's what the business was built upon, but now they've gotten so great with their other furniture that that you can't forget about that. So they've kind of switched the name. They didn't kind of switch it, they did. Sweet mm-hmm. Dreams Furniture and Mattress. So if you need bedroom furniture, living room furniture, they're just I mean, here we grow again, am I right?
yeah.
All right, so Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Go to acetj.com/mattress to check them out. Sounds like a sweet deal to me. Jody and I have been very busy. Have we not?
We have.
Love bug.
We have.
Tater bug.
We have.
We went last weekend, for the whole weekend, we went to Asheville, North Carolina. But we didn't go into Asheville because it's it's crazy, dirty, filthy now.
Okay.
Not like it used to be. They defunded the police and whatnot. But we told you about that we were getting ready to go to this Christian conference. And it didn't turn out to be a cult like I suspected. Mm. We made it out fine.
Yeah.
They let us leave.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to be around some of the famous Graham family, the Billy Graham family.
Yeah.
His grandson, Will, was there. And we walked right up to him.
Yeah.
Just like he, you know, he's just a regular person or
but
something.
But we didn't walk up to him.
I did.
You did not.
Yeah, I walked from here to you.
Did you say something?
Oh, I didn't. Oh, Lord, no, I'm not worthy of that. My Nana and Papa would freak out if I just, not wearing a suit or anything, I walked up to Billy Graham's grandson and started talking. Oh.
I did think of your Nana and Papa that whole weekend. Because there was, I mean, the property, the Billy Graham Cove property in Asheville is beautiful. I mean, from the minute you enter, it is such pretty property. And then.
And peaceful. And it's right off the interstate. Mm-hmm. But you would never be able to tell it.
No. And we saw, so I've been watching, I had asked a few weeks ago for some Christian podcast, and some of your nice listeners, I guess
they're
mine too now.
Our,
oh, that's nice. Yeah. They gave some good suggestions.
Our radio podcast family.
But I listened to Sissy Graham, who is Billy Graham's granddaughter, Franklin's daughter, on a podcast, and I got starstruck because on Friday night, Gary Hamrick, who we were listening to from Cornerstone Chapel. That's why we went for the weekend.
The new Billy Graham.
He said, I was just on a podcast today with Sissy Graham and she's here. And I went, oh, I grabbed you, didn't I? Mm-hmm. I said, oh my gosh. Yeah. So love her.
Yeah. You would think Jody's not married to a famous person.
Yeah. And then Saturday night, Gigi Graham, the oldest daughter of Billy Graham, showed up and spoke. The whole thing was just good.
Yeah. And one of the best things about it was we were the young whippersnappers
at
this
were.
Whole conference. I mean,
no.
We were there with how many other
500.
In our group. We didn't have 500.
Oh, there was 14 of us.
Yeah. And,
16, and then for one night, 1.5 days, and then 14 of us.
Yeah, a bunch.
Yeah.
And we were part of the youngest group there.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fun. It was fun. No TVs in the room. I got to say, I didn't like that, and I don't think the Lord liked it either.
I didn't tell him that until the day we were leaving.
No, you told me before.
I did not.
Yeah, because that's what made me start thinking it was a cult.
Oh. I don't think I did. But, and then the music.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, if you like piano music, now, I grew up with gospel music being Southern gospel. My entire family is musical. My mom is a retired music teacher. My Aunt Tina has always played either the piano or the organ in the church. She was the pianist or organ, whatever the church needed. She can jump on and play both. My mom plays the piano. My grandparents were obsessed with the Gaithers, who are also from North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And so Christian music was a part of my life growing up, heavily. And my brother used to be in a gospel quartet and all. But anyway, it was all Southern gospel. Where this guy comes in, he says he's from Nashville. He sits down as the musician person for the weekend. Now, I'd never heard of neither one of us had heard of him.
Wait, before he got up there, I could see him on the side. He was doing stretches.
Yeah, he's he's got long kind of wavy hair, and it's bleached out, I think. Uh-huh. It would be gray probably at his age, and we've seen other album covers and stuff since where he had brown hair. But anyway, and he looked Jewish to me. And like the very first time he walked, I said, this guy looks Jewish, but he starts playing, he's singing about Jesus and all this stuff. So it wasn't Southern gospel. It was kind of like I don't want to say show tunes because that gives people a certain image of where, but it sounded like more of a cultured type, you know, when someone has a cultured voice and it's, like that. And he played the piano beautifully. He played the piano for Debbie Boone. He was her pianist for 10 years during the You Light Up My Life days.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he's been a gospel performer since he was a young adult, and he is Jewish. But he was one of the people out in the 70s that went to that California church that they made the movie about called Jesus Revolution with Kelsey Grammer. And it was the true story of all these hippies coming into this church, and mm-hmm. they called them Jesus freaks. He was one of those. Mm-hmm. So he got changed from being Jewish to being Christian. And he was just great. He was just a really good performer and all. So that was nice. And he didn't ask me to sing. I thought that was a little.
And he played, what did he say? He played in Central Park with Billy Graham.
Mm-hmm, when he was young.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's really good. But
well, his name is Marty Goetz, right? G-O-E-T-Z. Yeah. Marty Goetz.
He's so, so good. Mm-hmm. And funny. He was funny.
And he did. One of the ladies in our group asked him to play You Light Up My Life, and he did it the next morning.
Yeah, he did.
Sunday morning, he played You Light Up My Life.
Before we started, he did. Yeah, it was fun. And he played in his socks.
Mm-hmm.
He wore socks.
Yeah, he'd take his shoes off and play.
He's so good. So good. But the whole weekend was really good.
Yeah. I mean, we had old people fun.
We ate dinner every night. We had a time that we had to eat dinner at night. It was 4:45.
Yeah, we were the early shift on the dinner, so 4:45.
And breakfast, 7:30.
Mm-hmm. But we were finished every night at 9.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was clearing out.
Good night.
Mm-hmm.
But not going to watch TV.
No. But they left access 24 hours to coffee, a soft drink fountain machine, and frozen soft serve yogurt, frozen yogurt. So that, I think I got my money's worth
from
the yogurt.
How many times did you eat yogurt?
I don't know. It was with your friend Kelly, though.
I know,
she's skinny.
And then you were trying to make a root beer float or a Coke float or something mm-hmm. out of it.
I did, and it was great.
Yeah. I mean.
And I have looked up how much a soft serve machine at home would be.
Mm-hmm.
I found a Cuisinart countertop one for $172 on Amazon.
We don't need that.
The others are probably anywhere from $600 to $2,000.
Yeah, we're not getting that.
We'll get it if I want it.
No, we're not.
Yeah.
It's not good to have around here.
It's yogurt. It doesn't hurt you, frozen
it's
yogurt. Frozen yogurt does not hurt anything, Jody.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, yeah, we had old people fun. It was great. We got to, we did meet the preacher. He thought I was hilarious, obviously.
He did.
Why would he not?
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway, yeah, it was great.
And one of the interesting things about, I mean, this preacher, pastor, I'm sorry, Gary Hamrick from Cornerstone Chapel in Virginia.
Leesburg, Virginia.
Yeah. He had to leave Sunday morning as soon as he got finished.
Oh.
Nice, Jody.
Sorry.
Nice.
Hey, we're recording the podcast. Can I call you back? Or I'll talk to you after work.
Mm.
Okay, bye. Sorry.
So.
Oops, that was our daughter.
So anyway.
I'm sorry.
He had to leave. It's okay, I'm kidding. He had to leave from the thing Sunday morning and just bolt to what town in Virginia?
Richmond,
for the NASCAR race, because he was the one given the prayer before the big race. And he'd never been to a NASCAR. He didn't know anything about it. Mm-hmm. So we're talking to him about that. And I said, hey, you're not going to do one of those prayers like that guy did years ago where he said, and I want to thank you, Lord, for my smoking hot wife and my kids, whatever, we call them the little E's and boogity, boogity, boogity. You know, he did this whole thing that went viral. And that was probably like 10 years ago or more. And he goes, oh, it's funny you mentioned that. When I agreed to do the prayer and they were lining it up, they sent me a link to that guy's prayer and said, please don't do anything like this.
Which he would never, ever.
So all that time, I guess, whenever NASCAR books somebody to do the prayer before the race,
they say don't
they
do that.
Send them that and say, don't do this, because
that
made such a
huge impact. That's sad to say that. Oh, my goodness. Mm. That's funny.
I know. Legendary.
Well, he went. Legendary. I think he was excited, too, about going. It seemed like he was excited.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Mm-hmm. I think that was just like he got to meet me and he was like, oh, that guy.
Oh, my gosh.
That guy. Woo. Mm-hmm. He's something. His staff is probably sick of hearing about me by now.
Did you miss the part at this weekend where they talked about humility?
No, I also didn't miss the part where they talked about God has a sense of humor.
Well,
Jody.
Okay.
All right, we got to take a break. We may come back. We may not. I may come back with Jezebel here. Maybe I won't.
TJ and Jody's house.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
ACE and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
TJ and Jody's house.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Jody and I have something so fun we're enjoying as a couple, a Christian couple. You know, she always talks about, we can't watch shows together. We don't have the same taste in TV and all that. Well, we have started a new show that I'm sure a lot of you have watched because it's very popular on regular network TV.
It actually is.
I know it is. That's why I'm being serial.
Okay.
It's called Fire, what? Fire Country, something like that.
Yeah.
And we've watched a couple of episodes, and I thought it was going to be like really action packed. Like I was at first thinking this may be a little too much for Jody because maybe a little too much action and stuff because that mayor of Kingstown is about all she can handle, you know. Not that this would even be close to being as violent and all as that.
No.
But if you got one show going that, you know, taps you out for the violence.
Yeah.
So we're watching it, and I'm thinking, okay.
We watched two episodes.
Yeah, so we turn on the pilot. It's on the Netflix. It's only been one season, I think, so far.
Yeah.
And I keep thinking, okay, well, this is about to get tough soon, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we're going to be... And the more it went on, the more I was like, okay, I'm okay with this, but it seems a little Hallmarkish.
A lot.
Because all they were talking about was this relationship and that person and love this. Are you? I just said I loved you. I just told you I love you.
Uh-huh.
You know, and all this. And so I've never seen this other show, but what you said, it reminds you of what?
Virgin River.
Virgin River. Okay. But you said that it's not even as Virgin River-y. I mean, Virgin River isn't as Virgin River-y as this one. Because it's more Hallmarkish, kind of.
Yeah, it's just, but it's even kind of the same setup. So much so that I googled to see who created it because I thought, oh, these have to be the same creators because it's the same kind of scenarios.
But what love Virgin River.
Oh, I love Virgin River, and I like this, but it's just not. It's not what he thought it was. So that's even funnier to me. And like, if there is a fire, they're in no rush to get that fire out.
Yeah, they're like, oh. The awning just caught fire. That's going to jump to the main building if we don't get that out. Okay.
Go get a hose.
Let's get these kids out of here. Evacuate the kids.
It's so funny.
There's an older couple in there. She is the head of all fire departments in the area, and he's the chief of one of them. So she's the boss of him.
Mm-hmm.
She's the boss of her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Like that would ever happen.
Start that business.
You don't start that business.
Ugh.
But anyway, we're sticking with it. I don't mind sticking with it.
Oh, it's...
Yeah, we watched...
It's comedy, too.
Didn't my brother really like Virgin River?
Your brother likes Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
And things like that. So he probably loved Virgin River. Actually, I love Virgin River. I don't have anything against Virgin River. Like, I want to live there. Like, that whole town.
Is it a place?
Yeah.
Oh.
So that town that they have it in, I'm like, oh, gosh, I wish I lived there. In a little cabin like they do. And
does it get cold?
Yeah.
Yeah. You wouldn't like that.
Yeah. But it's still pretty.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we've been watching that. And I went to see It Ends With Us, the movie. I went and saw it Monday with two friends. It was good. It was exactly like the book, which is rare.
There's a lot of gossip going on with that. Now, it's not gossip if we do the Southern thing and say, you know what, we need to pray about this. We need to pray for these people.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I've seen that.
They say Blake Lively is someone you don't want to work with. She's mean and rude.
Well, who's her best friend?
I don't know.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Hmm. But then they say that the director, and he also is in the movie, I think.
He plays the bad guy in the movie.
They say that Blake Lively said he was a jerk.
Hmm.
So, who knows?
You know what? They may both be jerks.
Probably.
And they just didn't come out to see eye to eye.
There was a list that came out this week of people who've worked on behind the scenes film crew and things like that. And they had a list of the celebrities that they disliked working with the most, and she was on there.
I've seen that.
But how can that be?
She's so beautiful.
How can that be if shouldn't she married to Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah, but is he bad too?
I would be so shocked.
Me too.
If somebody told me that Ryan Reynolds was a jerk in person.
And I guess I've been living under a rock because I did not realize that he is 11 years older than her.
Yeah.
Well, he looks young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's handsome fella.
Oh, yeah.
And you usually don't see Canadians that are that handsome.
He's cute. But and another thing I found out, I saw some interview because there's been so much on stuff with It Ends With Us. Some of the clothes that she wore in the movie and shoes mm-hmm. were her own. So I was looking for that. I knew a certain pair of boots were hers.
Her clothes, or she have a line?
No, it was like her from her closet. Like if I wore this on a movie set.
Mm.
I mean, who wouldn't want to wear that?
Well, yeah.
White shirt.
I mean, if they're making movies about hillbillies.
Shut up. But anyway, I saw it. It was good, and it was exactly as I pictured from reading the book, and that usually does not happen.
Yeah. Well, there's a prequel coming out called It Begins With Us. Did you know that?
No, I heard one called It Starts With Us.
It Starts With Us, yeah.
Duh.
Oh. Well,
if you're going to make fun of it, get it right.
I told you about that.
No, you did not.
Hmm. Was it more of a girl project than Firewatch? Fire Country, whatever it is?
Oh, yeah.
It was way more of a girl movie.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But, I mean, there was guys in there. I'm sure they don't mind looking at Blake Lively.
If she's that much of a jerk, I wouldn't want to watch
her. She's so pretty. And the guy that played the bad guy is that they're arguing he is very handsome.
Hmm. He's Italian or something. Mm-hmm. His name ends in an I, I mm-hmm. think. But cute. And it's not a name that ends with an I like that's ski, like Jaworski.
Yeah.
That's
know.
Polish.
In the movie his name was Rye.
Rye. Wow. Was that short for Ryan or Riley?
Rye.
Or was it like rye bread?
Rye bread.
That's like that soap opera.
I think he's handsome.
The Bold and the Beautiful used to have those stupid character names. Ridge and Thorn.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Which is cool if you got a kid named Ridge or Thorn or that's your name. But on a soap opera, it was a little bit. And in the 80s, that was a little bit out there.
Now I'm anxious to watch a few weeks Reagan with Dennis Quaid.
I don't know that we're going to see that as a family.
Why?
Because I'm probably going to, since Ronald Reagan is my all-time hero.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll cry during parts of that movie, and I don't want y'all seeing
it. You cry all the time at stuff.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Not anymore. Yeah. Not since you've hardened my heart.
You cried at that little movie we watched a few weeks ago.
Which one?
Unsung Hero.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he did. He had his blanket like this, and he's like,
no, I didn't.
Yeah, he did. It's okay, though. I'm glad.
I wasn't crying.
That. You have a little heart, tender heart.
Don't touch my teeth.
Don't say that.
Yeah, I don't like, I didn't cry.
Yes,
but anyway, with this Reagan movie, I know I will.
Well, I won't look at you.
Well, can we say
I may cry.
I'm sure, but you're supposed to. You're a chick.
I didn't cry during It Ends With Us.
Good.
I'm surprised. I thought I would, but I did not.
And I'm gonna make Boy and Lainey go see the Reagan movie.
I don't think you have to make them. I think they.
Will Lainey she will. Go see it?
She will. Yes.
That's right, because she knows Dennis Quaid personally.
Yes.
Have we ever told people that?
I don't know.
He lives in Nashville, and he knows her name as Lainey and everything. And she calls him Mr. Quaid.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? But anyway, if you don't know, we're just sitting here talking like everybody knows. August 30th is a movie about the life of Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
And it stars Dennis Quaid. Not Randy Quaid, Dennis Quaid.
But the clips I've seen, he is really spot on.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm really anxious to see it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I feel like I've been to the movies a lot lately for
you
me.
You have, but you found that deal, though, on Tuesday afternoons. It's $5.99.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you, sis.
$5.99.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be buying the candy and stuff.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
Jody took her own gummies in there.
I did not.
But they're old school Sour Patch Kids. Like the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
No, she didn't. That's stealing.
We don't do that.
Okay, so Jody is, we got to check in on her health because she did something the other day that has her aching and ailing.
And listen, a few people I saw said they wanted my Dollar Tree segment.
Yeah.
I don't have that, but I do have something I've been using that I'll share with y'all that's not from the Dollar Tree.
Okay. So a little product recommendation.
Yeah, and I'm not, what is it, endorsing? I wish I was, but I'm not.
I mean, that's why we don't do the Dollar Tree thing anymore, because we asked if they'd like to sponsor that segment, and they told us to go pound sand.
They did, pretty
basically,
much.
Basically, yeah. All right, so we got more coming up.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
ACE and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Let's go. It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Okay, we still got a lot to get to. Ooh. I mean, I thought we'd sit down here today and just rip through and boom, boom, boom and all that, but then, you know, things are flowing. I mean, things are flowing like whale poop in an ice floe.
Ew.
Whatever that's like. So, are you better today, Jody, physically than you have been the last couple of days?
Yeah, I have a few minor aches, not like I did yesterday.
So, a long time ago, I suggested that Boy move all of his stuff from his room into Lainey's room because her room is so much bigger and more closet space and stuff. And he sits in his room because he's got a giant bed. That's fantastic. So he sits there and he's all cramped up and he's got computer screens, you know, monitors all over the place for his video games and all this crap. And so finally, Jody was like, you need to do that. And we're going to do that this week.
Before school started.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it turned out to be a bigger job.
Oh my gosh.
Than you thought.
Because it was the bedroom, the bathrooms. The closets. I mean, my body hurt so badly that night, but we got it done.
And it's still been hurting. You said you feel like you've been.
I feel like I did a hard workout yesterday,
mm-hmm.
which I guess I did.
Oh, it was just yesterday? Or no, you felt like it yesterday.
Yesterday.
The day before
well,
yesterday.
That night, what was that, Tuesday night? My feet were just throbbing. And then. Yesterday was when I was sore from head to toe.
No.
Mm-hmm. But we got it done.
Was he sore too?
Or I didn't ask.
Because he's young.
He moves like a sloth. So like I don't know.
Yeah, he's not a quick mover,
he's
is
never
he?
In a hurry.
Mm-mm.
And I am in a hurry.
Yeah.
We do butt heads a little.
Yeah, and I came home from work and I said, has mom yelled at you yet?
And what'd he say?
He goes, yeah.
I did. He deserved it.
Well, we got that, and then little friend Jenny is mad at Jody. And
oh, wow. I mean, everybody's mad at me about something.
Because we're going to a big political event up in the mountains of North Carolina. And the invitation and all looks like that it's going to be a pretty fancy, little gathering. Uh-huh. And Jody said the wrong thing to Jenny about it.
When it came up.
You know what that was? I'm going to wear a dress.
And she just lit into me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't want to hear another word about it. It's green. I've had this green dress. I don't have anywhere to go to wear it. And I've been wanting to wear it. And I'm wearing it. Green. Why are you wearing a green dress?
Yeah.
I said, I'm wearing a dress, period. That's it.
Because Jenny's not the dress wearing type. I don't know if you've seen any of our videos when we do small town adventures and stuff. She's not exactly what you call prissy.
No. We've seen her in a dress one time.
Mm-hmm. And
you know what? I take that back. It's two times. For Second Chance Prom and Ace and Amanda's reception.
She wore a dress to that?
Did she?
I don't think so.
She didn't?
I don't think so.
Maybe not.
Did she?
I feel like maybe she did. I'm going to have to go look at pictures now. Mm. If not, we've seen her once.
But Jody...
But I wear dresses all the time.
We'll put on a sundress or something, and Jenny calls it a prom dress. Yeah. She's wearing a prom dress.
I do.
Dressed up. Jenny's mad. Does she just not want you to wear a dress because she's not wearing one?
I don't know.
And then she asked me what I was wearing. I was like, well, I'm not wearing a dress, so I guess that's okay with you.
Well, she said, what am I going to wear? Because I'm not wearing a dress. I said, wear your white jeans. She wears cute. She has cute tops.
She does. And
she would look so cute in a little dress. It would make me laugh.
Yeah. How pretty did she look when?
So when, pretty.
At that formal event she's that we pretty. Went to that time.
She's pretty, period. And then you dress her up like that. And then, like a little Polly Pocket.
And she got mad that night because I kept telling her, I can't believe how much you look like a girl.
You did. She did look pretty.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I told her she needs to dress like that all the time.
She say no.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she won't give me any lip about what I have on, will she?
No.
And it ties up here like bows.
I don't know if I have anything dressy enough to wear to that thing. I mean, I have a suit, but is it a suit kind of? Is it that dress?
Didn't you Can say you imagine? Looked at it? What was it called?
This is what she said.
Oh.
I looked at the official invitation, and I said, this thing looks really fancy. And she said, whoever the lady is that's running it, said it was dressy casual. Now, I don't know if that's the official description of the way people are supposed to dress or Jenny's interpretation of what the lady said.
You could wear pants and a nice shirt.
What kind of pants? Like my regular?
Your khakis or your gray or...
chino kind of pants?
Yeah, yeah. That's dressy casual.
Mm. But with a like a button-up dressy shirt, right? Like
I don't know.
Not a golf type, a polo, right? I would think that'd be a little too cash.
I don't know. That's all on y'all. I'm wearing my green
dress.
On
y'all?
Yeah.
It's just me. I'm trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. She's probably got hers figured out mm-hmm. by now. Mm-hmm.
She has so many clothes. She'll be fine.
Yeah. But, I mean, we've seen her closet. Mm-hmm. And I've never seen a person have that many pairs of jeans in my life. Never. I would never even imagine somebody having that many pairs of jeans. But they're all jeans. And she has a tennis shoe collection that you know, those rappers and stuff that call themselves sneakerheads would be jealous of.
I wish I could wear her jeans.
But that's her job, though, is, you know, she's got to be in different types of running shoes and all.
You know where her jeans fit? I mean, my pinky. I mean, I could put her jeans, like, on my fingers.
So
it's disgusting because she can eat whatever she wants, but
So I mean, that may end up being some hard feelings in that.
Why?
Jody's throwing Jenny to the wolves out there.
Please.
I think, yeah, I think if I wear those chino type pants, I'm going to be underdressed.
You do what you want, but I mean, yeah, I'm wearing my dress and I'll be ready to be ridiculed the whole way there. It's fine.
You know, and it's not like it used to be. You know, when I was really, really popular, if I made a mistake and didn't dress exactly the way I should have, people would give me a pass for it, but not anymore. They'd be like, who's the slob over there?
You're not wearing a hat.
If I want to, I will.
Ew.
See, well, why you got to say that? Like, you're in control of it. I just said I'm not.
I'm not going to be dressy enough.
Do you think I think a hat is going to dress me up?
I never know.
You just always got to be bossing. Like I would have never thought. Oh, wait a minute.
I'm not bossing. I don't care. Go ahead, wear a hat.
I don't want to wear a hat.
I'm going to disassociate.
You're the one said wear a hat and brought up the hat. I never thought about wearing a hat. I was saying chinos are too casual. So why would I even be thinking about wearing a hat?
All right, we need to cut this off because we're starting to argue. I don't have time for your rudeness.
All right, y'all heard the whole conversation. I didn't say it. How would I be saying that I want to wear a hat when I said I don't think I'm going to be dressy enough? It's like, oh, give me that hat. Okay, now I'm ready. I don't have top hats that I'm planning on wearing. Good Lord. Way to ruin the whole thing, Jody. Way to ruin it.
Yeah, I think you ruined it because you took it way out of context, as usual. Right. Oh, God.
Have we told the story of the towel? We have to put this towel over the monitor, or we'll sit and stare at the monitor the whole time instead of the camera. So, now that Jody messed it up, we'll talk to you next, whenever we decide to do this again.
If we're still married.
Yeah. You can be at the lawyer's office in your green dress.
Yes.
Bye. Okay, I know we said bye and that the show was over and all, but then when we stopped recording a minute ago, Jody says she forgot to share the product with you that she's been using, because we said that she would do that before the last segment. So, edit. Here we are. Back again.
But, yeah.
Because she was being obnoxious and we had to stop recording.
Because someone acted like a two-year-old over her hat comment. Anyway,
Jody, show your
what
lipstick.
I was going to talk about is that I love this new lipstick that I've been using. My daughter actually told me about it. NYX, NYX. And it's called Fat Oil Stick Click. So it's like a pen almost. So it goes like that.
Have you shown that before? Is it brand new?
Brand new. I don't think I've shown it.
How long have you been using that?
This is my second tube. This one's called Going Viral, but they have other shades.
That's the color, Going Viral?
Yep. Fat oil. I can't read it.
Put your glasses on.
Something click. Hang on. Fat oil. I can't read that. Slick click. NYX. And the color is called Going Viral. And it is so cute.
Now, see? How much would something like that cost?
$10.
And it lasts forever, I'm assuming.
Yep.
Beep. Okay.
And like, again, not endorsing Will, but I'm not.
Who's Will?
I will. Oh. Don't start. So, yeah.
All right.
I just thought I'd share that with y'all. And I would have earlier.
Yeah, if she hadn't gotten out of control.
Whatever.
All right, now. Bye for sure this time.
Bye-bye.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.